Happy St. Valentine's Day to all the Take-Two family. We just love you so very much, and thank you, and welcome to your show, Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher. No, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, along with Jerry Usher and you. So happy St. Valentine's Day to all of our wonderful extended Take-Two family. We just love you guys. And Jerry, happy St. Valentine's Day to you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius as well. So some great saints we're honoring today. I'm sure there are other saints whose feast day is today who might be a little bit lesser known or celebrated locally or regionally in different parts of the world. But yeah, wonderful day. And we want to let people celebrate their love today for somebody in their life.
Yeah, and that's so the question we're asking today of you, and please weigh in on this. Here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. This is going to be a very fast-paced show, so don't hesitate. Start dialing now. What's the most beautiful thing about the one you love? What's the most beautiful thing about the one you love? Answer that question to a global audience, and then you can save this broadcast. So if you're ever in the doghouse, if you're ever in trouble, you just replay it in your in your house and say, "See, honey, this is what I said about you." Right, Jerry?
It's good evidence. it's always there. Yeah, once it's on the internet, well, I guess it could be taken down, but we would love to have you weigh in on this right now. What is the most beautiful thing about the person you love? It could be your wife or your husband or your mom, your dad, a child, a sibling, and it could be their physical appearance. They could be just very, very beautiful on the outside. They could be beautiful on the inside. It could be their charity, their generosity, their kindness, their patience, whatever it is. You know, not if there's somebody special in your life. We know there's somebody special in your life. So who is it? Tell us about it, and what's the most beautiful thing about them?
833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jerry, I shared yesterday the most beautiful thing about Marty, my husband, and that is his heart. He is such a giving person. Oh, my goodness, that man. He's the first one there to help, the first one to just literally give the shirt off his back. He's great about it. And I just love that about his heart. I think that's very special when you have a person like that, that is just willing to go above and beyond, even, you know, to sacrifice themselves and their time and everything for someone else. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And it's written all in scripture about how wonderful it is when others will step up for the body of Christ. And Marty does that. So that's the beautiful thing that I absolutely love about him. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you on your assessment of that. You know, I do not have a spouse in my life. I have many, many, many dear friends, including, of course, the dear friend that I share a house with, share a home with, and he's 86 years old and just beautiful. He's been a dear friend for about 20 years, and I would say there are many beautiful things about him. His heart as well, his faith. I love his faith.
Oh,
very,
yes.
Very devout, very, very devout Catholic. But I think just his demeanor, his he's patient, he's content, he's joyful, and so those are some of the things that I really appreciate about him. And I see the phone lines are filling up right now, and we do have a couple that are still available, and we want to hear from you about what's the most beautiful thing about the one you love. And it could be more than one person, I suppose.
Yeah. And he's a friend of ours as well.
Marty and I
just love him, and I'll tell you how I would describe him is he's really cool. I just love he's just cool, you know. When I get in my 80s, if I make it that long, I want to be like that, you know. That's pretty cool. 833-288-3986, that's the number. Tell us about the beautiful thing or things about the one you love. Remember, this is Saint Valentine's Day. And by the way, I just wanted to ask you, Jerry, did you know the legend's all about Saint Valentine? You know, a lot of people may not realize that he was a priest, a bishop in the Roman Empire in the third century. He was martyred for the faith. He helped, you know, persecuted Christians in prisons. And he was phenomenal. But there's so many legends, you know. Don't you just love the legends that now we are, it's like the ultimate Hallmark card, you know. And there's all these legends that Saint Valentine when he was a bishop, and he would pray over people and convert people, that he'd sign things saying from your Valentine. So that's how we get these little Valentine's notes. Or he would cut out hearts out of parchment, to remind the soldiers that they were married, you know, and they have wives waiting for them. And I don't know if it's true, but isn't it kind of cool that now we have all these little things that we spend tons of money on just to keep, Valentine's Day going? Right.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate, I think I mentioned this on the show the other day, so many holy days and feast days have been co-opted by the world. Christmas, of course, is about shopping and gifts. Easter is about the Easter bunny and bonnets and chocolates and brunch, and not really about the religious significance. At least one thing about Valentine's Day is it's about love, you know, and the saints are, of course, all about love. God is love. It has been very, very commercialized, obviously, but you know, like you said, I was at Mass this morning, and the priest shared actually one of those stories about St. Valentine that you were talking about. And he said, I think he was apparently in jail at one time, and he converted the jailer's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
To Christianity.
Yep.
And he gave her an envelope. She was blind, apparently. You know the story?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, and so he put a little note saying, from your Valentine, in an envelope, or folded it up.
Right.
And he just wrote on there, you know, remember, what did he say? You know, remember to be Christ to others, or something like mm-hmm. this. So when she opened it up, she regained her sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true, I mean, I think it's phenomenal. But now you can see how we, you know, we still use those same traditions, which I think is really interesting. But it's nice to get back to the roots, you know, whether or not they're confirmed, you know, legends or not, or if they're truths or not. You know, the thing about it is you're right, Jerry. It's really this understanding of this great love. I mean, God is love, this eternal love, the beauty, the love of the saints and the angels, the love we have for one another as the body of Christ. And that's what we want you to weigh in on. You know, let's really highlight the loving aspects of the people that are around us, that are near and dear to our heart. That's what St. Valentine's Day really, I think anyway, should be about. So please, there is an open phone line. Pick it up, 833-288-EWTN, and share with us the most beautiful thing about the one you love on St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and we're getting emails as well, and we'll try to get to some of those. We heard from our good friend John, who I think is the Uber driver, and he will be trying to get to his email here shortly. Take 2, the number 2, at EWTN.com is the email address. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. We'll get a text message. You may get a tiny data rate. It depends. Most plans are unlimited, but be watching for that. Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. We're coming right back.
Happy St. Valentine's Day here on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. I just wanted to say, Jerry, real quickly, I'm really just strong about saying Happy St. Valentine's Day, just to acknowledge this wonderful saint who was a martyr of the church, a priest, bishop, did great, great work, and now we have this amazing feast day, an amazing holiday. Real quickly, Jerry, I know we always do this for our Take 2 family, and I think it's important that we highlight certain shows for our wonderful group of listeners to make a note of and maybe pass on and share with others. The Good Fight with Barbara McWiggin on Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I love Barbara McWiggin. The work she does, oh my goodness, in the pro-life movement, she is amazing. I just love her. She's just a great soul. And you know what? That's a person who's got a big heart. Barbara McWiggin, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, The Good Fight.
Okay, to your phone calls at 833-288-3986 on this Saint, it's the Feast of Saint Cyril and Methodius and also Saint Valentine. So is there someone special to you? What's the most beautiful thing about them? Could be an attribute, a characteristic, could be physical, could be interior, whatever you would like to share. And we're going to start with Jamie in Westerville, Ohio, listening on Saint Gabriel Radio. Hi, Jamie. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I was just wanting to call in and share that I'm thankful for my husband of almost 15 years for his patience and caring heart. I'm a person who stutters, and I always have, and he's been a blessing to me, but he is also a special education teacher and an intervention specialist, and shares his gifts and his patients every day. And he's such a blessing to so many people.
Nice. Jamie, do you want to share his first name so we can celebrate him as well?
His name is Andrew.
Andrew. Okay. I just wanted to say, Andrew, that you are so blessed to have your beautiful wife, Jamie. I just wanted to say, Jamie, you speak beautifully. It's very smooth.
Oh.
You do. Yeah. So, you know what? I think, you recognizing that, your husband has this incredible heart and patience. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And the more we do that, don't you agree, Jamie, that good things, tend to multiply. When we start, we're so quick in this world to always criticize. When we compliment like we're doing for the ones we love, don't you feel, Jamie, that it starts to spread? Now other people start thinking in that same way. What do you think, Jamie?
I absolutely do, and I'm a big believer in pointing out people's attributes for sure.
Yeah, I second everything that Debbie said, Jamie. You sound like a beautiful soul. And, of course, your husband, Andrew, sounds like a great guy, too. You know, he is obviously, like you said, patient with you. But I'll bet that's very easy for him to be patient with you because, you know, it's such a small thing, you know. And in many ways, you can use that as a great, gift from God, you know, to grow in virtue and holiness for both of you. And the fact that he's a special education teacher as well really does show that his heart is big, and it is very, very generous. I think St. Valentine's Day is a perfect day to be honoring both of you, Jamie. So
I agree. And Jerry, something you just said, really interesting. Jamie can use this in many ways, but also, Jamie, you just did, because there's a lot of people listening to this show that don't have the courage maybe to step up and pick up the phone and call into a live radio show because they may feel like they can't express things the right way, or they may have a stutter. They may just feel really, reserved about coming out in public. You did it, Jamie. You realize there are a lot of people listening right now that are going, way to go, Jamie. Jamie did it. I can do it. And that's what we need. We need more of Jamie. So thank you so very much.
Oh, I so appreciate it. And have a blessed day.
You too, Jamie, and you and Andrew both have a blessed day, and I'm sure he's probably got something special planned for you. I hope he does. All right, so we're going to go next to Rick in Cleveland, listening on The Rock to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. What's the most beautiful thing about the one you love, Rick?
Well, basically, I find myself staring at her when we're sitting on the couch or something, and I'm just awestruck at the creation of God. I mean, it's amazing, something so amazing, like my wife or any other person for all that goes. We take for granted life and people, and it's a miracle. I mean, how is it that a heart beats and we can keep breathing air? And I mean, obviously it's because God wants it that way, but I just keep looking at the miracle of life. Every time I look at my wife, she looks at me and finds me staring at her. I don't want to go off the deep end, but I'm just thankful to God that our marriage is where it is now. It started out pretty rocky in our early days, being Italian and everything. We were meant to be, we were taught that the men are the dominant people in the family, and it took me a long time to get over that. I really couldn't make it without my wife. And that's all I wanted to say about my wife.
Well, Rick, this broadcast for you is definitely a keeper, but does your wife, the one that you stare at all the time, does she have a first name that we can put into? So we want to make sure you keep this broadcast. This is important. So can you share her first name?
Yeah, her name is Rosemary.
Oh, I love that name. Yeah. So I'm curious, Rick, when you're staring at her, like this would be my first, thought. I'd be like, oh, is there food on my face or something going on? Is she so used to you just kind of gazing at her and just kind of just realizing that Rosemary is such a miracle? Has she gotten that deep into her soul, or is she still kind of uncomfortable with it?
It's kind of both. It depends on the situation. I think she knows I'm looking at her, and when I look at her, I see God. I mean, not that God's sitting there, but I see his work, and it's just, it just awestruck me. I look at her and I'm thinking, my God, how amazing that God entrusted me with this person to help her get to heaven and her help me. And I'm just amazed. I don't take anything for granted. I think of what a blessing it is to have her for a wife. That's about it on that one.
Sounds like she's pretty blessed too, Rick. I'm, you know, I'm reminded of, I think it's Hebrews 12, verse 2, where we're exhorted to fix our eyes on Jesus. And the reason being, of course, he should be the object of our love. And, you know, you have fixed your eyes, I'm sure, on Jesus, but you see Jesus in your wife, and you see so many other beautiful things about her. You know, a lot of people would find it maybe uncomfortable, like, you know, Debbie was saying, you know, is there something on my face or whatever, but I'm sure your wife understands and appreciates why it is that you just want to gaze upon her loveliness all the time, you know, because you do have that love. And thanks be to God, you know, you said your marriage started off a little bit rocky, but it is where it is today now, and that's a great gift. So you're celebrating that gift, I'm sure, every time you look upon your wife. So
beautiful. That was
Thank you, Rick.
I have to tell you, as Rick was speaking, you know, I'm getting text messages already saying, can we just bottle up Rick and send him to because, you know, that's one of the biggest complaints that women have, that their spouses, you know, they get distracted, they don't make eye contact, you know. And so Rick has really just, you know, honored that. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a gift. It really is, Jerry. Beautiful.
Okay, thank you, Rick, again for the call. 833-288-3986. That will open up a phone line for somebody else to get on the show here on this St. Valentine's Day. Sorry, I'm stumbling all over myself today. We're asking you, what's the most beautiful thing about the one you love? And we are going to hear from Ozzy next in Kindred, North Dakota, who is tuned in to Real Presence Radio. Hi, Ozzy.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm having a blessed day. I just wanted to let you guys know that my wife has the most beautiful blue eyes that just melt me when I look at her. And her forgiveness is the most precious thing for me. Her willingness to work with me and the way she forgives my faults. Like the previous caller, she was put on this earth to make sure that I get to heaven.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm just loving this show. I could just... I'm loving this. This is beautiful. So, Ozzy, would you like to share her first name? Just because, you know, you may want to keep this broadcast. You never know if you need it in your back pocket.
Her name is Sean Marie.
Beautiful. And the most beautiful blue eyes. So, do you tell her that all the time?
I do. I make sure she never forgets.
Wow. That is precious.
Yeah, you know, and Ozzy touching upon this notion of forgiveness, that's a beautiful thing that you recognize that in her. You know, you recognize obviously your own humanity and that you're going to make mistakes and have imperfections and all of that. And of course, I'm sure she does too, and you're forgiving toward her. But, you know, for you to point that out, that's really beautiful, because a lot of people would look at, you know, the physical beauty that you're talking about and, you know, many other traits and characteristics, but you're grateful for that forgiveness. And obviously, I have not been married. Debbie, you can speak to this, and Ozzy and everybody else. But in a marriage, you know, one of the most important things is to be mutually forgiving. So it's beautiful that he pointed that out, Debbie, I think.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's just goes to show the very expanded heart and soul of your wife, Ozzy. I think that is wonderful. I think one of the things in marriage, I ask these couples that have been married 40 and 50 years, what's the secret? And they always say, be very quick to say you're sorry. Be very quick, you know. And so you really do have to be able to have that clean slate on a daily basis to be able to keep going and moving towards God and getting each other to heaven. You recognize that, Ozzy. I think it's wonderful. Please tell your wife, you know, now, of course, the curious side of me wants to have you send us an email so I can see her beautiful eyes. But you know what? I trust you on it. You tell her we think she has beautiful blue eyes and keep going, Ozzy. That's awesome.
All right. We are getting social media comments. We are streaming the video on YouTube and Facebook. And on YouTube, Anna Marie says, the best thing about my husband is his loyalty and hanging in during tough times. Yeah, I love the guy. That's beautiful, Anna Marie. Thank you.
That's wonderful. And folks, if you want to share the first name of your spouse, it's just really nice because, you know, if you do replay this for them, you know, it's just nice to have it be very personal for you. So if you'd like to, Anna Marie, if you want to email, send us back another social media comment and share your husband's first name, it's just beautiful to share that. Okay. Holly is up next in Kansas on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Holly. Thanks for waiting and welcome. Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, Holly. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to call about my husband. I just love, he's a firefighter, and I just love, like, how he'll just let go and, like, risk his life to save anybody that needs help. And I love that about him.
Aww. Wow. Well, yeah, and that show, that's, you're mentioning courage then. Courage, fortitude. So many beautiful things. And I think, Holly, you know, as you contemplate that, you know, you think about how he's willing to do this, you know, for total strangers in many instances, if that need were to be there, you know, it's got to give you, I would guess, you know, a great reassurance, you know, that you as his wife, your family, all of your loved ones, you know, you got to just really feel a real sense of security, I would think, you know, knowing that he's willing to do that for people he doesn't know. Does that give you that sense of real security and peace in your family?
Absolutely. And also, like, with being in the fire service, like, there's a lot of infidelity, and he's been nothing but faithful, and he's just such a good guy. Like,
aww.
And it's like, he's gone a lot and we're at home a lot and I just love him.
Oh, Holly, save this broadcast. Okay. So does Holly's firefighter husband have a name, first name you'd like to share?
Yeah. Jeremy. Yeah.
Jeremy.
He makes all the money. I stay home with the kids. It's good.
Oh. Well, but Holly, and I'm not trying to, this is just, you know, what you do with the children at home, keeping, that's like a couple full-time jobs. So you both are contributing together. That's the beauty of Holly and Jeremy as a couple. And you know what? Your heart is so, I mean, it's completely obvious, that you love him so much and you value and respect him. And you know what? I hope and pray you download this broadcast, play it for him and let him just hear your emotion coming through, because you know what? We need more of that for our couples, especially our younger couples that are starting out with families. So thank you, Holly.
Yes, it's not easy, but we love each other.
How many kids do you have, Holly?
We have four kids. We had four kids in 5 years, so
wow.
It's been pretty hectic.
Yeah, but think of all that joy. And when he comes home from a hard day of, you know, work, whether he has to go out and fight fires or just do things around the station there, it's got to be just a great blessing for him and for you, you know, to welcome him back home every day after work or when he does come home. Thank you, Holly, for sharing with us here on the program. We appreciate that so much. We are getting
Jerry,
emails. Yes,
we are. We're getting text messages saying, thanks a lot, Ozzy. Now I'm going to go ask my husband if my eyes are beautiful. See what he started?
Yeah,
that's true. You know, you realize that tonight. That's what's going to happen, right?
Right. Well, John emailed. He said, happy Valentine's Day. I just wanted to quickly share with you the most beautiful thing the person I love has. It would be my mother to begin with. She always had the most warm you would ever see. Sorry, John, I'm not sure what was warm, but maybe just her warmth. John will probably email us back. She was very compassionate and strong in character, and she always pushed forward. Toward the end of her life, she rediscovered her faith. Even though her life was filled with hardship, she still came back to Jesus at the end. I'll always love her, and I miss her very much. She was a great person and still is. I hope you and your families and all of our EWTN family have a great Valentine's Day. God bless, John.
John, please email back and give us your mom's first name if we don't have it already. I want to keep this Valentine's book going, Jerry. I just love this. This is St. Valentine's Day, and we are dedicating it to you sharing what you love about the person that is nearest and dearest to you on this special day on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Take Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I told you John was still listening and would email back, Debbie, and I'm glad you put out the invitation. His mother's name was Sandra, so we'll put Sandra in the book. And
love
John
it.
Says, apologies, I'm using voice to text, which is probably good, John, because we know you're an Uber driver, so you shouldn't be texting. You know that better than we do. But he says it was meant to say warm smile. You know, the best thing about her, most beautiful thing, was her warm smile. That's beautiful.
A mom's smile. I love that. Okay, I just got to say this again. Ozzy, you created an avalanche here. Everybody's talking about the eyes are the windows of the soul. Now I'm going to talk to my husband and wife about connecting more eye to eye. See, this is a good thing, though. It's a very good thing. We're learning to relate soul to soul to one another. Thank you, Ozzy, again, for that wonderful call, and Holly as well. And next up is Jess, and Jess is in Texas on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Jess. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm blessed.
Good, good. Okay, what's the most beautiful thing about someone that you love?
Well, it would be my wife, Rebecca. She's just everything to me. I got to go back to, you know, we dated for a while, and I'm about 10 years older, and I never thought we'd actually ever get married. We were just dating, and I had gone through a bad divorce, and the love she showed my mother the last year of her life was unbelievable. She loved my mother like it was her own, and she stole my heart with that kind of love. It was definitely a God-driven love, and she'd get up 4:30 in the morning, go over and bathe my mother, fix her breakfast. And I had sisters, but they were working as well. And she would do all this before she'd have to get on the road at 6 o'clock to go to work. And she did this continuously for a solid year. And although I never contemplated putting myself in a situation of being married and brokenhearted again, I could not help myself but love her for what she was doing for my mother. And I figured anybody that can love my mother like that will love me to no end. And that's how she stole my heart. And we've been married for 12 years now, and she has become a very, very solid Catholic. She's the president of our parish council, and she has a very godly heart. And we have a daughter, a 10-year-old daughter, and she is the greatest mother I could ever imagine. She definitely leads with her heart. And I love her for that. But it all started with the way she loved my mother and the way she loves me as well. It's just unconditional. I just can't explain anymore. She's my everything. And I guess God had a plan, and I waited long enough and he placed her in my life, and I'm good with that. And I thank God, and that's why I say I'm blessed.
Wow. What a great tribute. You said her name was Rebecca. Did I hear that right? Or?
Yes, sir, Rebecca.
Yeah. Wow, what a saintly woman Rebecca is. And I know from my own experience, Jess, how beautiful it is when, you know, a loved one, in your case, your wife, you know, helps out with an ill or a dying loved one. You know, my sister died a couple years ago. There were just so many people who helped out like that. I spent the last couple months of her life with her up in the Seattle area, and especially my brother's one of my brother's wife, Brenda. She had been a nurse. She's not working as a nurse right now, but they stayed there so much of the time. And you know, I just watched Brenda, and I just saw her just so tenderly. You know, like you said, bathe my sister and help her with her medications and things like that. And it just has love written all over it. And like you said, you know, how could you not love somebody like that? And Debbie, what a great tribute to Rebecca. She sounds like just an amazing, amazing woman. Jess is so blessed, and I'm sure Rebecca is blessed to be with Jess as well.
Oh, Oh, yeah. It sounds like you have a beautiful family, and with your daughter as well, Jess, that you could hear a pin drop, because that's why Jerry and I were sitting so quietly. So hopefully you'll replay this for Rebecca, because, again, your heart, like the previous callers, your heart's coming through loud and clear. And I just wanted to say, this is another reason why it is so important to defend and uphold the beauty of marriage and the sanctity of marriage, because that's what marriage is about. It's about giving letting each other experience the God-driven heart that we want to express, especially in the safety of our families, in our marriage. And you just said God leads her. She's led by that. Her heart was obvious with your mother. She's a fabulous, obviously, was a fabulous daughter-in-law. You just said she's a great wife, a great mother. You know, that's what this is all about. And of course Satan wants to destroy marriage, because, this is God just completely through and through in every aspect of our marriage. Jess, you are experiencing that, and I agree with you. You are blessed, and Rebecca is blessed, and your daughter is blessed. So we just want to just shower you with as many prayers as we possibly can, just to keep you guys going in that strong, beautiful, loving path that you're experiencing now. And I hope others are listening. What do you think? What do you think for others that are listening, that are contemplating marriage? What would you say to them?
I would say, center Christ in everything that you do, whether it's good times, bad times, confusing times, place him right there. You cannot go wrong. He will guide you. If you do not put God in the equation, your world will fall apart. And that's exactly what Rebecca and I have done, is we have made him number one, first and foremost. And by loving him, we love each other in a godly manner.
Yeah, that's the key right there, Jess. You nailed it. Thank you so much, brother, for your call from Lampasas, Texas. I hope I said that right. Listening on Armor of God Radio, and a beautiful tribute to your wife. And that's what we're asking all of you who are listening right now today on this St. Valentine's Day. What is the most beautiful thing about the one you love? And maybe you're having a hard time narrowing it down to just one person that you think something is so beautiful about them. Well, share a couple if you want. We've heard a lot of spouses being honored today, and rightly so. And it could be, like with John, it was his mother. It could be anybody, somebody very, very dear to you on the St. Valentine's Day. And so many people are tying the faith into this as well, because God is love. And as Jess said, he and Rebecca, Debbie, they focus first and foremost on God. And when you have your love going to him and his love coming to you, then it's going to flow through you. And like you said, it's going to strengthen that marriage. So here's the number, 833-288-3986. Don't miss this opportunity to give a global honor and recognition
out,
to someone. Yeah, something beautiful about someone you love.
And friends, too. You know, we love our friends. We love our neighbors. We love our coworkers. You know, let's share that. Let's honor that. Okay, Stand Tall Carol has been waiting so patiently in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Carol.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day to two great hearts. And this is a wonderful show. And I want to thank you for all you do for people, and you have to work hard every day to keep yourself spiritually fit, even though I think both of you have a gift for that, for being, you know, close to God, but I sure appreciate it. And so does my husband, Jim, who I called in to give a shout out to for why he's such a lovable person. He looks like Santa Claus. You've met him at the Stand Tall Retreat. And so sometimes kids come up and say to him, "Are you Santa Claus?" You know, and I think because he has such a good heart that he gives a vibe of being just a nice guy. And I waited a long time to find Mr. Wright, which was Jim. And so I would say to people, be careful what you pray for, because you may get it. And the most lovable thing about him, I think, is his eyes. I don't really have to ask how he's feeling. I look at his eyes. And his face is very loving and kind, and I think that you see patience in his whole face more often than not. So I just want to say if you are losing your faith a little bit in the day, your family and your loved ones remind you of the presence of God, and I think that's what my husband does for me. So
wow.
Anyway,
well, yeah. And Carol,
he's cool.
We.
Got-
Yeah, we got to meet Jim as he traveled with you to the Stand Tall retreat. And, you know, I think Jerry would agree with me on this. We got to see how Jim looked at you, Carol, and the love that he has for you. Yeah, you two are pretty special. And, you know, I hope I don't let the cat out of the bag, but oh well, you know, that's just me. You know, Carol, we're getting so many requests to do another Stand Tall retreat, and we're looking into right now possibly, a retreat center in Texas or a retreat center maybe in Colorado. Please ask Jim to, you guys commit that to prayer and see if we can pull this off by the end of the year. We'd love to have everybody and new friends, join the Stand Tall family with another retreat, and it would be great to see you and Jim there again as well, Carol, because you just brought an amazing amount of sunshine to the retreat.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. So, you know, and also I don't think he knew what it meant, but because he wanted to make me happy, we got married on St. Faustina's feast day, and because of the unfolding of divine mercy and everything, especially through EWTN, meant so much to me. And when I thought about, you know, what day to be married on, I know. And so I don't think he really even knew, but he agreed. And I told him a little bit about it or whatever, but he lets me push him around sometimes. So that's what I like to.
That's the perks of being married, Carol.
Well, it's better than the other way around. Better than him pushing you around, right? Well, bless you, Carol.
And
yeah, anything else?
Yeah, thank you. No, and I'm just saying that because of being in recovery for a long time, that I think people in you know, that when you feel lonely and you just think that you're hopeless, that you have to pray and let God give you much more than you even imagine. So I think that's, you know, God says no and not yet, and sit it out. So
beautiful.
We love you, Carol and Jim.
Yep. Love you guys. Thanks, Carol, for the call. We appreciate that so much. And as Debbie said, if you all, everybody listening, you know, would pray, we are thinking and praying about putting the second Stand Tall retreat. Stand Tall, by the way, just means, you know, we want people to stand tall, you know, in who you are as created by God and loved by God. And Tall, we used it as an acronym, Take Another Look at Life. And so we had a great retreat in Cullman, Alabama at St. Bernard Abbey. And
a year ago this month.
Yeah, a year ago, last week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right. So what's the most beautiful thing about the one you love? Let's see. We'll get to Mark in a second. I just wanted to mention that Jane emailed us today. Hi, Jerry and Debbie. She says, so I learned today that St. Valentine of the 3rd century was martyred for marrying Roman soldiers who were required by Roman law to stay single. But she says, I can't help but reflect on our Lord today. He's the one that she loves the most. Mm-hmm. She says, from whom all of our good things come. God bless, Jane. And she adds a couple of beautiful scripture verses in her email. Thank you, Jane, for letting
us
hear from
you
again.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share some more? We're getting an abundance of emails and texts and social media comments. I don't know how we're going to keep up.
Well, Vicky in, looks like Poteet, Texas, said, I prayed to Mother Mary for years for a perfect husband, and on August 5th, we will celebrate our 30th anniversary. My husband, Fred, is so kind, generous, and loving. I am truly blessed. We have been through some very rough times, but we kept our eyes on Jesus, and we are very, very thankful. So congratulations, yeah. Vicki and Fred, yeah. 30 years,
wow.
August 5th.
That's awesome. Okay, so back to the phones we shall go. Mark in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Mark. Welcome. Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Happy St. Valentine's Day to you guys as well. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bring up the fact that my wife, it's you know, it's all the little idiosyncrasies through life. And as kitschy as it may sound, it could be in bed at night where she's snoring, where I can just look and hear and just smile to myself and say, hey, she's comfortable, she's in the place where she wants to be, and it's an awesome thing. And, you know, to be quite frank, our marriage has always been awesome. Midway through, she did leave the Catholic faith and went in a different direction. And for a while there, I was a little ticked off and you know, felt like she didn't come as advertised. But she's a godly woman, and I pray on a daily basis that she'll come to the fullness of truth. And, you know, I just love her. But it's everything. It's just sitting, just watching little idiosyncrasies and stuff like that, and it's like, wow, this is mine. I am truly blessed.
Hmm.
And lastly, I just wanted to mention also that it is the feast day of St. Cyril Methodius, which you guys may have missed or said before, quite frankly. But as a Slavic Byzantine Catholic, we're forever indebted to these two men that basically essentially translated the Bible and spread the message to a lot of the Eastern Christians.
Yeah, you're right. We did mention that, Mark, at the start of the show, Cyril and Methodius as well. And I think it was Pope John Paul II who kind of named them, patrons of the Slavs or something like that, because they were, you said, so effective in their ministry. And I understand the priest was saying at Mass this morning that they were originally not welcome in some of the places that they went. I think they were from Egypt, but they just, won the admiration and respect of the people and the church leaders, the bishops and all of that, just simply by their perseverance and their love and their faith, and building a bridge between East and West. So thanks for mentioning them again. And Debbie, I just love what Mark said, so many times, and it's great that we're pointing out, the beautiful things about those we love. And he thinks that idiosyncrasies are beautiful, which, none of us is perfect. And so, when you get married, what does it say, for better or for worse? And these idiosyncrasies that he's pointing out are not bad. They're not the for worse part, but still, just to be able to look at somebody's, maybe minor little imperfections or their quirky way of doing things, maybe differently mm-hmm. than we would, and mm-hmm. just say, I just love that about that person. That's a great gift.
The thing that I picked up on, Mark, and for me in my own life, is that these little quirks, these little idiosyncrasies, or these little things that could be quite annoying, they actually are such a beautiful sign of the comfortable sense that we have with one another in the beauty, the bonds of marriage. I think it's just wonderful. When my husband does the silliest things, which he wouldn't do at work or he wouldn't do in public, but with me, because he feels comfortable, he feels safe, he feels secure, silly things, we start giggling, we start laughing. And those little things that can be annoying turn out to be such a beautiful blessing of how we are so connected. It sounds like you have tapped into that, Mark, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I think sometimes we're very quick to point out all the imperfections when actually we should be celebrating those, because it's another thing that keeps us connected. It sounds like you agree with that, right, Mark?
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself. You nailed it.
Aw, thanks. And nobody ever says that. Thanks, Mark. I'll pay you $5 later. Okay.
Thank you, Mark. God bless.
Oh, that was sweet.
Here's the phone number, 833-288-3986. Valentine's Day, also Saints Cyril and Methodius. So yep. We're celebrating love, and all love is really centered in God. And so if there's someone that you want to make a mention of today and tell us what is the most beautiful thing that you love about them, 833-288-3986. We have some more social media that we'll get to in a minute, but I want to mention the EWTN Religious Catalog. If you're looking for, Lent is coming up for all of us, who celebrate that. And it's hard to believe, Debbie. It's just, 3 weeks from yesterday, if my math is right, and mm-hmm. it starts on March 6th. So, it's really important that we have resources that kind of accompany us through that Lenten season on into the Easter journey. And EWTN Religious Catalog, folks, they have so much stuff. I mean, they have books to read, they have devotionals, they have audio and video resources, all kinds of stuff. And we encourage you to, make one of your first stops, maybe make your first stop when you're looking for resources for your faith life at EWTNRC.com. It's your online destination for, again, books, DVDs. They have rosaries. You can pray the rosary. You can get little booklets on how to pray the rosary. Books to help you consecrate yourself to Jesus and more. EWTNRC.com.
Jerry, I have to ask a favor, please, because I'm getting very emotional. Can you please share and read for our listeners Chris's email? This is very powerful. And Chris, please, you got to email us back, because I don't think you gave us your husband's first name. But this is huge, Jerry. I can't even get through it without crying.
Chris, dear Jerry and Debbie, my husband and I were in a car accident a year ago. We were out of state at the time, but we had relatives close by. The other car hit on my side, broadside, so my husband's injuries were more emotional. I had a broken pelvis, lacerated liver, 4 broken ribs, and 3 broken fingers. My goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I was in a trauma center for 12 days and a rehab place for 9 days. My husband never left my side. He slept on the floor in the rehab center until his niece found out and brought him a blow-up mattress. She wanted him to stay with her, but he would not leave my side. He made the whole experience so much better and easier for me. He helped me as I started to walk again. He changed my bedpans. He loved me and soothed me. I knew he was wonderful before this accident, but he went over and above with his love for me. He is the best, with 3 exclamation marks. Thanks for doing this show. And that's from Chris.
Wow. Chris, you got to give us his first name. That is an amazing. I mean, sorry you went through all that, but you got to see your husband's love in action. That's amazing. Wow. Okay, I'm a total mess.
Yeah, and I just, again, that reminds me, I don't want to keep bringing up my sister, but her husband, my brother-in-law, and their 2 sons.
Larry's
she was in the
awesome.
Hospital for several weeks and dying, you know, with her cancer. And one of them, usually Larry, my brother-in-law, you know, they slept in the hospital room every night. She had somebody with her, so that's just such a great gift. Okay, back to your calls to Rachel in Virginia, Minnesota, listening on the Alexa. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
So, yeah, I was calling about my husband, Michael, and I just want to say it's he's such a wonderful man, and it is actually his birthday today. And it's very fitting his birthday is on St. Valentine's Day, because what I love most about him is his huge heart. He has so much love for our Lord and our children and me and our families and friends. And I just can't say enough good things about him.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Michael. What a great day to be born on St. Valentine's Day. Rachel, I think, you know, you are blessed. And I think it's beautiful that you have Michael as the head of your household, your beautiful family. And you recognize that. And you recognize that here's the other thing, too. First of all, he's got a beautiful name, Michael. Strong, strong name. You know, as you know, on the show, we always are praying the St. Michael prayer. So it sounds like your husband has that strong interior. You know, the other thing too is he's born on St. Valentine's Day. What a great way to acknowledge the benefits of that. And I think there's beauty in that. I think it's important that we understand, our lineage, if you will, our history, if you will, the power in our names, what it means. So that it enables us to continue to grow in faith, but also to grow in love. And you recognize that about Michael. I think it's awesome, Rachel. What a great birthday present you gave him today on St. Valentine's Day, is telling the whole world how much you care about him and how much you love him. What do you think? You know, we've got a lot of young listeners that listen to this show. What can you share with them about marriage?
It's basically saying I do to that person every day, you know, and you see your spouse at their worst and their absolute best at times, and you choose to love them no matter what, and work through it together with God's grace. And, you know, every day we are more in love with each other than the first day we said I do.
Wow. Praise God for that. Thanks be to God for that, Rachel. Thanks for sharing that with us. And happy birthday again to Michael. And I hope that you both have a beautiful celebration of his being born into this world, and that you your love just continues to grow. Thank you for joining us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Couple of social media. Our friend Tim Mateo, says, my fiance's conversion to Catholicism is one of the most beautiful things about her, and her continuing growth in her faith has strengthened my faith. Plus, she is a redhead, LOL. So,
yeah, I love it. I love it. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for that. Do we have anything else? We're out of time, aren't we?
We are almost out of time. Actually, Chris did email back, okay. Jerry and Debbie. My husband's first name is Frank, !! 3 of them. We are from Cleveland, listening on 1260 The Rock.
Thank you so much for getting back to us. Can we just have Jenny do 10 seconds? Because I think Jenny wants to highlight her husband, Jack,
sure.
Real quick. Okay, Jenny,
yeah.
We've got about 10 seconds, but I don't want to leave you hanging there, because you have a beautiful tribute to your husband, Jack. Go ahead, Jenny. Oh, she's not screaming. Oh, sorry. I went too fast. Sorry. She's still talking to Ryan.
Well,
I
there's
was
an email.
To get yeah. Okay, but
email
she's
Sarah.
Highlighting Jack. So there you
is
go.
She? Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah says, dear Jerry and Debbie, there are many things I admire about my husband, Carson, but the one attribute that stands out more than others is his faith. When we met, he was a Protestant and I was a Catholic. Over the course of our courtship, it was obvious that I could not leave the faith. He felt we needed to be evenly yoked, so he took our CIA classes and joined the church. At Easter 2001, we married on the Nativity of the Blessed Mother, September 8th, 2001. Now, many people do not realize that Carson is a convert. He has embraced the faith so strongly.
Wow.
And she says, I could give you countless examples of Carson's faith carrying us through difficult situations in the last 17 years. One, at the beginning of our marriage, stands out among the strongest. I was having female difficulties even before we got married. One day right after we got married, he looked at me and said, "Your name is Sarah. We will have children." We did. 7 pregnancies and 4 living children.
Wow.
I am so grateful for Carson. The Lord knew exactly what he was doing when he put Carson in my life. Sarah is from Edgerton, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we've got, you're going to hear the music. We got 10 seconds. Jenny, I'm filled with love today. I just let you real highlight real quickly, Jack. Go ahead, Jenny, real fast.
I have an amazing husband, Jack, and one thing I love about him is his generosity. He's been open to having 7 kids and letting us homeschool and sending our kids to Catholic college and working in the marriage encounter movement. So he's just a very generous, wonderful, wonderful man.
Awesome. You sound like a dear, loving soul as well, Jenny. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Wow, Debbie, some great tributes paid today.
Oh, I love it. I am just bursting with love today. So happy St. Valentine's Day to all of the Take Two family. What a great broadcast today. Hope you replay it for all your friends and family members. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.